Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Greg Cazera is our guest. GregCazera.com is the website. He's past president of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association. He's a petroleum engineer and environmentalist, dozens of several decades in the marketplace, as in that world, in that industry, in that profession. Doug, thanks again for being here. You gave us a great tour, a lot of good information about what's happening to oil prices, gas prices, and oil prices in the last segment. Quickly, I want to get to fracking in a minute, but quickly, what is your estimate of what oil prices are going to be the rest of this year?
Let me
rephrase that, because I don't buy petroleum. I don't buy crude oil. I buy gasoline. What are gas prices going to be the rest of the year?
Anything's possible. But basically, Jim, I don't see us going. If we get to 2.25, that's going to be a lot, because we have wells. The crude oil price really is kind of limited because we have hundreds of wells that have either shut in and we can't produce them because of low oil prices here in this country, and we've got another hundreds of wells that have been drilled and not hydraulically fractured.
So right.
If oil ever gets to even $50 a barrel, what we'll see is these producers will look.
Will they open those?
I can produce now.
Will they open those wells back up?
Exactly. And what'll that do?
But when you shut a well down, though, can you open it back up? Because I remember.
Absolutely.
Because I remember. I guess it was the low production. You know, there's a lot of people might not realize it. There's actually a group of people out there who are a lot of the independents who have very low production oil wells. They might produce 10 barrels a day, something like that.
But we've had those for the last 40, 50 years.
Right.
What we're talking about now is these wells in the Dakotas and in Ohio and Pennsylvania,
right,
and West Virginia.
Up in the Bakken, the Bakken fine.
The Bakken. We're talking about world-class wells that will compete with the Saudi wells.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have today that we didn't have 10 years ago.
What do you say to people who think fracking is dangerous, it's bad for the environment, it could be dangerous for the water table, the water supply? What do you say to people like that? It could be dangerous from a structural standpoint.
Well, you know, we've been doing fracking for 60 years. So, and we're actually fracking less wells today than we were 10, 15 years ago. So
is that right?
It's an old process. It's 60 years old. You know, when we started hearing this bad stuff about fracking was that the time we became a threat to OPEC and to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear it in 2005. Nobody said a word about it. It was 2008 when all of a sudden they could see that we don't have a lot of oil, but we've got a lot of oil, but this oil could be around another 100 or 200 years. That's
right.
How much we have in the ground yet. So we are suddenly the OPEC of the world.
Right. Well, and I can see a lot of the environmentalists when they were thinking they were going to get us off of petroleum, all of a sudden we got this new supply. They get upset about that.
Oh, they are. And here's the thing. I call myself an environmentalist because I am. Because since we've done that, we're producing a lot of natural gas. CO2 in this country is down 10%. It's up 15% globally thanks to natural gas. We are actually doing
more
for the planet. The oil and gas industry is doing more for the planet than the EPA, and even
we're not getting credit for that either, Greg. America has a 1990 kilo. What's the one? The Japanese. I can't say it.
Oh, Kyoto.
Kyoto is what I'm trying to say. I had a Kyoto in my head. We're now at 1990 Kyoto Accords levels of emissions, and nobody's giving us credit for that, and that's really irritating to me.
We don't talk about that, and you know, think about it. If the real problem with CO2 isn't here. It's in places like India and China, Pakistan, that are pouring garbage into the atmosphere every day. What we ought to be doing, a true environmentalist should be applauding pipelines, should be hoping that we can
absolutely
natural gas to those countries
absolutely
and clean up their atmosphere.
Yeah, but see, they don't like any kind of of carbon. They that's their deal. They don't just want, and that's an example of how their position is ideological and religious and not practical. Okay,
well, see, so, I'm for people, and this is all yeah. about people, because there are people literally today.
Right.
In India, New Delhi, that hates that. There was an NPR report a couple weeks ago. Half the school-aged children have permanent lung damage because of their the air they're breathing.
That's now, right.
It's all gone, and if they were starving,
the open,
we'd
the open
send
pit
them food.
Fires and the cold and all that. So here, all right, wait, I got a question for you. What about the fracking material, the throughput that you use for fracking?
Most of the stuff we use is pretty well. We're down to household. I mean, I'm talking about.
I mean, is it organic? Is it organic and not chemical?
Oh my God! We're, you know, one of the major.
Because at first, the fracking
is made out of orange peel.
But
that's
at first,
the stuff
but,
we're
it,
doing.
But at first, it was chemical, right?
It is, and it was.
We're, but we, I heard. We've I've been learned, hearing we've that to, that, that what
up.
You're using now is organic, like
much
like a vegetable oil.
Vegetable
or
oil,
like that.
Or we use orange peels for one of our.
So those are just those are biodegradable.
Absolutely.
Why don't we hear more about that?
You know, that's, again, as an industry, I think what's happened is we're so left-brained, so logical, that we don't understand that people need to, we don't do as good a job of telling our story.
Mm.
And that's sad. And
well, I'm glad you're here.
Person, I can do that.
I'm glad you're here today to tell the story. Will you come back and visit with us again?
Jim, anytime. I appreciate what
you've enjoyed.
As a small business person, I absolutely appreciate the work you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that, and we're going to get you back again. You got more to teach
us. Oh, I got two books, too.
Oh, yeah, quickly.
Just the Frack, The Truth About Fracking. Very short, very easy read.
All right.
It's not a technical book, and learn leadership, because leadership is critical. So
Greg Kozera,
K-O-Z-E-R-A,
GregKozera.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.